Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. We'll have Jared Stillman coming up at 7 o'clock live from Minnesota. So we'll get his thoughts on the Titans as they enter into day two of joint practices with the Vikings. It is that time of the week, time for the best and worst things in sports. We'll take your best things, your worst things on our text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad, kick us off with your best and worst things in the world of sports for this week.
So I got to say, this was a tough week in terms of, like, sometimes, like, there's, like, multiple possibilities for one, and then there's, like, it's really hard to find, I won't go through all the different possibilities for best because I may take one of your guys' things, you know, but... I'm gonna go with Messi for best.
Okay.
We got a lot of options. I'm just gonna stick with that. I mean, Messi coming to Nashville is really cool, and I know that we'll talk about it later. There's some things about that some people aren't super happy about, things like that. But ultimately, it's actually pretty amazing what Nashville SC has done to get to this point,
yep.
Right? I mean, including a game that everybody thought was over. You have people streaming on the field, and it's like it looked like it was over for them. Incredible, dramatic wins, huge wins over two like legendary clubs from Mexico to get to this, and now this reward. And it's such great timing, as we've talked about. This is when you want to have something to try to capture the city. This is exactly the time. I mean, in my opinion, because it goes to my worst. My worst is just the overreaction of. To preseason football. Now, obviously, the easy worst would be had the Burks thing not turn out to be a sprain. But, I think that basically, like, the conversation we've had here, at least on this show, you know, has been pretty grounded and reasonable about what these things mean. We're always trying to figure out, okay, well, this means something, this doesn't mean something. But ultimately, around the entire league, and even like there were some questions for real, like, what about all this, you know, those touchdowns you gave up? And it's like, he's like, yeah, okay. I mean, he didn't say it, but it's like, dude, did you see who was out on the field? Like, I don't give a crap, you know? So it's just, that's all the overreaction of preseason games. Like, Jared talking the other day, like, watching all the starting quarterbacks and stuff. I'm like, this weekend, I don't even know who's playing. I don't care. I have zero interest.
Justin Fields went 3 for 3 with 129 yards and couple touchdowns.
That's true. I think Bears fans should be excited. And boy, there was some.
He threw for -9 air yards and went 3 for 3 with 129 yards and two touchdowns.
And man, some of the reaction in Chicago to that. I mean, it really was like, guys, did you watch the game? What? Okay. So that's my worst.
Sorry, I just had a thick shot.
Yeah, I know. I set you up for a shot at Justin Fields.
Nick Keyser, your best and worst things in the world of sports for this week.
Yeah, so just to be a little more specific on the NSC front, Sam Surridge has 3 goals in as many games.
Yep.
So I would beg to agree. I think it's just insane that he has accomplished this feat in as many games, and it's his debut for the Boys in Gold, and I think that fans have been waiting for someone to come in and make a splash. He did. Ake Loba was a very, very big mistake at the time. And it took Sam Surridge a couple of games to score as many goals as Ake Loba did during his time in Nashville.
Very quickly.
So there you go. And I think my worst in sports, I'll make it quick with my first half of it. I would say solely the ticket prices for this game are crazy. I actually had a caller about 20 minutes ago to our radio show say that, you know what? I don't know why you guys aren't talking about the ticket prices, but I do agree they are pretty bad.
We'll get there.
They are awful. And my real one that I wanted to get to was Patrice Bergeron retiring, but also, too, you see David Krejci retiring. A lot of guys from my childhood just growing up watching them play, they're all going away now. So it's kind of sad. So
It's you bring up the ticket prices for Nashville SC. We're going to get into this a little bit more in the next hour, but I just pulled up StubHub. The cheapest ticket I can find is $405 per ticket.
Woo! Man.
$405, baby. And it goes up to over $2,000. So you can do that, too, if you wanted to.
My goodness.
All right. The ceiling is the roof.
Maybe Michael Jordan will be there. By the way, it looks like Giannis is going to be there.
Giannis is going to be there. That's right. Giannis will be there, baby.
According to his Twitter account or his X account last night, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
My best thing in sports, Joe Rexro, this is the last weekend of the rest of the year with no college football. That's my best thing in sports.
That's beautiful.
Now, Nashville SC, certainly part of my best thing in sports. You two have talked about that, I think, pretty eloquently at this point, but – it's this weekend, and then week zero is next week, baby. Vanderbilt playing Hawaii. I think Notre Dame's playing next weekend. College football is almost back. We're a week away, Joe Rexroad. I'm excited for it.
That's a great best.
My worst thing in sports is actually the ticket prices for Nashville SC. I do feel sorry for like the Nashville SC fans that have kind of been there from the beginning who have found their way priced out of this. Like I knew when they won the other night that this was going to happen because it's happening everywhere in the MLS right now where Messi is going to. The ticket prices are out of control. So, like, it's not really surprising to me that the ticket prices are what they are for this coming up on Saturday. But it does suck for, like, the Nashville SC fans that have been there from the beginning and they really want to be in the building for this. And you look around and you say, yeah, I just can't justify paying $700 a ticket for a couple of tickets on Saturday night to go to the game. It's not fun.
Yeah, so it's going to end up being like – you know, it's like, I remember like when the Detroit Tigers made the World Series, all of a sudden it's like, oh, all these celebrities and whatever, you know, they all have the great seats and the fans who are normally there, you know. You see, it's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 80% of the crowd is like people who don't care about football, right? So it's just going to be a bunch of, is it going to be like a mellow, rich, hoity-toity wine-tasting crowd?
Maybe so.
Saturday night, just sort of like polite clapping for Messi.
Grey Poupon.
Yeah. That's right. Pass the Grey Poupon.
Cam on the text line says, best thing in sports, high school football is back. Regular season starts tonight.
That's a great
one,
too.
Cam on the text line. That's a very good one. And also, Nashville SC gets a chance to behead the GOAT. Hopefully, they don't do that. Hopefully, they just win the game.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, we don't want any.
no violence out there.
Decapitation.
Worst for Cam is baseball lull. The season is way too long. And the Titans have no injury luck. I've said this before, and we've gotten into arguments about this with people on the text line. Right now is when baseball should be wrapping up. Labor Day weekend, World Series. Said it for years.
That one, I'm too old. I can't do it, man. It's kind of like along the same lines as the soccer. It would make sense, but it's just I can't.
I know.
I
get it.
Program my brain for that. I can't do it. Yeah.
And I'm just speaking for me. It's difficult for me to care once we get to September.
But that's the thing. Like, if you have a team in a great race,
right,
then you do.
Well, a lot of Braves fans are like, shut up, Robbie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be fine.
Like, we're loving this, yeah. But, you know, best could also be you back on the show.
Well,
how about that?
Maybe so. Or worse, depending on your
best
viewpoint.
Getting rid of Kaharski, huh? Come on, huh?
Uncle Fingus says the best is
what are you talking about?
The fact we're going to get to watch James Harden sabotage the 76ers this year. That's interesting going on with James Harden right now.
He wasn't very ambiguous what he was talking about. Jeez,
not.
Man.
Worst is certain Nashville media personalities complaining about Vandy's football construction. This is from Uncle Fingus on the text line.
I don't know who that is. Do you?
I think it's Withrow.
Oh, really?
I did see Withrow.
What'd he say?
He just, there's the, you know, the video, the photo that's out there. I think Saturday Down South tweeted it out yesterday of just the construction going on. Uh-huh. And they're, you know, just over a week away from playing a home game. And basically it was just like, how is this happening? And you're at this point in the season's right around the corner and it's not done yet.
Withrow's like weirdly, he has this weird thing about Vanderbilt. Doesn't he? Kind of a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
The thing is,
he got people riled up yesterday. I saw that.
If Vanderbilt, and I don't know, but if Vanderbilt fans would come out complain about this, I mean, a delicious irony. Like, for years, like, please do something. And I was like, but you're messing up my experience. Oh, God. That sounds like a good rant.
I really am interested to see how that goes a week from Saturday there's a lot of bulldozers over there.
Yeah, I mean, but again, like if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you'd be like, good, halftime.
I know.
Work on this at halftime. I don't care. I don't need to go to the bathroom, you know?
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Jared Stillman. He is live in Minnesota. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and the Vikings, the Treylon Burks injury, and more. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No